KZKJO.com.
I think this guy won training. What are you up to?
Going to drop my truck off to get tinted finally.
Where'd you take it?
I've been going to Ultimate Window Tinting in Lenox for the last, God, I don't even know how many vehicles, probably 10.
Yeah, they're fairly priced.
I think he charges $100 for the two fronts, and then the windshield's like $250.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah, I just got the two front I want to do.
I'll ask him when I'm there, but yeah, it's not bad. I think it's like $100, and usually he'll do it while you wait.
Sweetness, because I got the Explorer I want to do, and then I got to see if Melissa's car needs tinting. I can't remember.
Give him a call. That's my personal recommendation. Out of all the places I've gone, he's done the best and always the fairest price.
Well, where is it at? On Gratiot here?
No, he's like off of Place Road. What is that? Just before New Haven, you cut over and start heading south on Place.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's the only downside is he lives off of a dirt road and it's 40 miles. Oh, 32 it says. It's actually not bad.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's well worth the price.
It depends. There's people that have no desire at all to tint their vehicles.
Yeah, she's got a 2009
yesterday about going to the ARPSC.
Yeah, why not? We can always use another beer.
Are those meetings weekly or monthly?
The net is weekly, and third Thursday of every month it's in person over at Macomb College, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's the problem for me is my wife works Thursdays, so I would have a hard time attending any meetings.
Well, you're in what, Lapeer County or Sanilac County? I forgot which county Henley is.
I'm in Lapeer County.
I can always check with Lance, AB8Y. I think he belongs to Lapeer County.
Yeah, he's up in Fenton or something, isn't he? Flushing, Fenton?
Oh, that's right. He's in Grand Blanc. I can't think of who's up there in Lapeer County. And you got Riley in St. Clair.
That's what I have a hard time with is I live in Lapeer County, but I'm like southern Lapeer County. And the main network, I mean, I'm always on this network, so I don't know how that works.
Well, I mean, it's open to everybody, so when you get a chance, you know, check it out.
I still have my information packet that I got from Tim last summer. I'll have to go back through that.
Well, when your wife's schedule changed, then maybe you can hit us up or get a babysitter. Either one.
So where's your Skywarn training?
The MISD building there at Macomb College.
Is it you get different levels in the group?
Well, you got ICS 100 and 200, and then your Skywarn training, do a wind link thing, and I forgot what the other tasks are, and then get your level 1. And then if you want to go to level 2, then it's building a go bag and everything else like that.
Oh, good. I already have.
Well, it's also fun to, you know, clean a pair of jockey if you're deployed in certain types of weather.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, that's the next thing I got to jump into. I've never keyed up on P25, so now I got to play with that.
I know Wally's got a couple tapes, VHF P25. He's got that new toy that he's got, you know, where he says he spent stupid money on, you know, and I'm going to buy it from him eventually.
I'm definitely partial to mobile over an HD.
Yeah, if you're going to do an HD, do a Tate or do a Motorola.
If I could run down a deal on like an APX 7000, I'd probably go that route. But other than that, it'll most likely be a mole of some sort.
Yeah, that's what John uses, KEAWUO. He's got a APX 7000 HD. Really nice, too.
If it's anything like DMR, the range on VHF, it'll probably serve me just as good, if not better. It's just, I don't think there's any machines out by me that are VHF.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think Fred's got some UHF ones out there.
Well, if that's the case, then that changes things.
Yeah, you got to go to the Central Michigan website and under P25, it should show the channels and the frequencies in there.
So then you've got the 55-50 or 45-50. You've got a tape, and then you got the Elenco in your car?
In my car, I got my Elenco, and then I got my 45-50. The 55-50 and the Yaesu and the Tate are all in my work van. I drive that one most often.
I thought I had too many radios.
Yeah, I got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mobiles. Each one serves a different purpose. And then, of course, I just picked up an XPR 6550, and I'm trying to figure out how to program that. I'm having issues with it. And then, of course, I got the Retevis that I got from you, and I got a 1701 Baofeng and a DM32 Baofeng.
I kind of like those 6550s. I was looking at them the other day. They're pretty inexpensive, and, I mean, it's basically the stripped down. It's a 4550, but an NHT like the 7550 is for the 5550. What are you having issues programming it with? Or what issues are you having programming, I should say?
Yeah, check out the 6550s. All right, I'm almost there, so I will chat at you later. 73 in your final, KJO.
Alrighty, sounds good, man. I don't know if you're traveling on 53 either, but there are 5 state cops sitting on the speed trap at 32. So, anyone listening, heads up. NADDF.
Morning, boys.
I lied. 2 of them are Macomb County. Good morning.
Hey, Tom.
Good evening. Are you going to training too, Wally?
Yeah, we're heading there now. We're just getting on the highway.
You got the Rugrats info?
Yeah, we got one.
Oh, boy. Good luck.
Yeah, we're bringing the one with all the energy.
Have them do laps in the school.
Well, I know where the hot chocolate machine is, so that's my first bribe. Hopefully it's turned on. That was pretty smart, though. The 6 o'clock siren went off yesterday by our house, and she knew right away to go into the neighbor's house.
Like, you guys were outside and she needed to go take cover, or you guys were at your house?
Then New Baltimore blows their whistle at noon and 6, and every day, and it went off at 6, and she didn't know that, so she ran into the neighbor's house. The neighbor's friendly. They get bunches of kids, so they're friendly, and we got a text from the neighbor lady that says, your granddaughter is in the house because of the siren. So I got to give her credit. She knows what the siren means.
That's a smart kiddo.
Oh, yeah. Give her credit. She's smiling. You said she was smart.
She's going to be good for grandpa at the school, right?
She's nodding her head up and down, so hopefully.
Yeah, I would be good, too, if I got hot chocolate.
Yep, she's buying into it. What are you up to today, Dakota?
I am going east right now towards New Haven, actually, to drop off my truck to get tinted. So I got my wife and her truck behind me with all the kids in tow. And then going to pick it up later, and I think we're taking the kids bowling.
Today is a good bowling day. The other child has got a baseball game at noon, 1 o'clock. We should be able to pull that one off. So, assuming it doesn't like monsoon rain. I haven't heard yet what the weather's going to do, but Marion said that these games are rain or shine, except for like really heavy, heavy rain or lightning.
Yeah, hopefully it holds off. I checked the weather last night, and it said it was just going to be cloudy all weekend. I didn't know we were going to have this nasty, misty stuff.
Yeah. Marion said she got a chance to watch the news this morning. She says they're staying new, so hopefully that'll work out well. So, good on the tinting thing, at least having it done professionally. A lot of people try to do it on their own, and it never looks right.
Yeah, no. I tried that on one vehicle that I had in high school. It was a 98 Ford Explorer. My buddy and I did the back windows, like the side, for the cargo area because I had subs in it, and I mean, they turned out like okay, but no, it is not something I'm going to try to tackle on my own. I'm just going to pick professionally. That way it looks good.
There you go. How long do you have this truck for? I know you said you had leased this one. How long?
This one's a 3-year, but I don't think the last truck I got rid of was 24 months, and that's the longest I've kept one of them.
What's your mileage? Did they give you a mileage restriction?
Yeah, 40,000 over the term.
That's actually a respectable number. Marion's asking, did you end up buying it at the end, or did you just turn it in?
No, extra miles.
You heard her.
No, so I was going to, which I should have, but I don't know. I'm an idiot with vehicles. So the last truck I got when I had a company car, and I only leased 10K, so I buried myself real quick in that one. I was 3,000 miles over, had 12 months to go, so I traded it in, or the Moran bought it from me because they're awesome, and they always bail me out of situations. And then this one, I was like, okay, well, it's the last year of the 5.3, the last year before the refresh. I'm going to leave 15K, which is should be enough for me to, you know, squeak over maybe a couple thousand, nothing crazy, and give me the option at the end to buy it or turn it in. Because the residual on this one's lower than one I just turned in, even though it costs more because the market's finally semi in my favor. But if I was going to buy, he quoted me at like 18,000 miles instead of 15, and it was like an extra $100-something a month. I'm like, it's not worth it. I'll just deal with it at the end. At least at the end, I have some negotiation power versus buying them up front where I'm stuck with the payment.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she always leased, and then this last one we bought. But she was always a Jeep fan. She loved Jeeps, and she still does. I just heard that. But that was when Jeep was going through their, the stupid fixed pricing, list price or nothing, blah, 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 everything else like that. And at that time, she had the employee thing because her dad retired from there, so she had all the big discounts, and they would not budge one inch. By the time it was getting delivered, it was the sticker price, and that was that CEO that almost ruined the company. And then they had the in between Jeep, which was she was fond of, and then we show up there, and then they bring out this little bitty freaking Compass and trying to tell us it's the same thing. Well, there was a big difference between the Grand Cherokee and a Compass. And, you know, so basically he was trying to sell us a Compass at the Grand Cherokee price. And it's like, no, dude. So we got upset. This time we ended up with a Subaru. So it's okay. I mean, I don't pretty much problem-free car. It's still a Subaru, you know. And the other thing, too, is that it has so many warning systems in it drives you crazy. You know, you can't go 5 feet without the seatbelt light and noise that's driving you crazy. It's like unbelievable. And it tells you somebody's in the back seat, beeps at you if somebody's in the lane next to you, it beeps at you if you don't use your turn signal. I mean it's over the top stupid with the safety features. Oh yeah. If you're looking at the radio, it tells you to keep your eyes on the road.
There's a reason why those Subarus are rated the safest vehicles year after year, and I'm sure that's got a big part to do with it. My sister had an Outback for a couple of years. She liked it, and then her boyfriend just bought an Outback, I think. They're good cars. They're reliable. They hold their value. There's nothing wrong with them, but yeah, I can see how that gets annoying. Even this truck, like, there's a backseat reminder I got to turn off. There's a buckle to drive I had to turn off. If I'm not strapped in and I brake 5 miles an hour, the chime goes off. It's just like, oh, my God, leave me alone. I don't mind the backup sensors and the parking sensors up front and stuff. But I got the lane thing, too. That starts flashing and yelling at me. It's like, just let me drive. But depending on what year she was going through that Jeep stuff, my last truck was a 24, and it was the same thing. Like, I got $5,000 off for employee discount, and there was not a rebate to be had. I paid basically exactly what they wanted for it. I had no choice. It was not a good deal. Same with the truck before that was a Tacoma. That was sticker. Like, I got no discounts, no rebates, no nothing. And then the truck before that, I wish I'd never got rid of because I got a smoking deal on it. It was a COVID truck. It was a 2021 Silverado Trail Boss, brand new. And that was when they had the chip shortage, and it didn't have any of the stuff in it. It was literally just a truck. It didn't have auto stop start. It didn't have parking sensors. It didn't have any of the safety stuff. I loved it. But we traded in to get a mom car, and then the rest was history.
Yeah, well, also, too, she didn't need a mom car. You know, she had kids later in life, so she had to have a mom car longer than most, and this time she didn't need a mom car. And the Outback isn't really a good mom car. And, yeah, like you said, it's problem-free. It does everything it does. The other thing that's weird about the Subaru, I don't know if you knew this or not, is they don't have remote start on the key fob. You'll have to use your cell phone. They say it's easily compromised, and it's not even available through them as an OEM. There's some aftermarket people that make it, but Subaru doesn't install it, and Subaru doesn't support it.
What? What does it matter? They don't have an auto shutdown unless they're worried about, like, carbon monoxide in a garage or something. My Tacoma was like that. It didn't have it. I mean, it was a manual, though, so I kind of expected to not have it because, you know, I park in gear, so I have it. It would be pretty dumb to park in gear and then hit the remote start and the thing goes through the garage door. But that would drive me nuts not being able to remote start my truck in the cold. And, you know, everyone calls me crazy. I got buddies that are like, why do you have two trucks? I still think to this day the best family vehicle is a size pickup truck. It's the easiest to get the kids in and out of. We got tons of room for their stuff in the bed with a tonneau cover. It's the safest. And they cost about the same as most of the mom wagons. Or less even. My mother-in-law just got a grand, and I forgot what she paid for it, but I'm like, Jesus, you can get a full-size pickup truck for that.
Yeah. And, yeah, it depends on how many kids you have. But, yeah, that's both my son and my daughter both got half-ton Rams, four doors, same age kids, roughly, you know, all under seven. And, that's what they have, and they use it. The mileage is pretty good. It's not bad. It's safe. It's stable. It's all-wheel drive. It has a fair amount of safety features on it, you know. You know, and, you know, one person leaves their kid in the back seat, and, you know, we all have to suffer. So, you know, anyway, it was kind of funny. It was like, just like the airplane, you have to take your shoes off because one person put bombs in their shoes. But, anyways, they both have pickup trucks, and they're both pretty happy with them. The other mistake, Ram did, or whatever they're called, Stellantis or what have you, and there are thousands of different names, they dropped that V8, and that hurt them real bad, too. They put that V6 in there with all the other turbos and everything else, and direct injection, everything else, and they have a 200-day supply of those things sitting on the lots because nobody wants to buy them. And now there's like a $10,000 or $15,000 rebate, 100,000-mile warranty if you want to buy a V6 pickup truck.
I thought they were bringing that back, though, weren't they?
Yeah, this year. And there's a wait list on the V8. Yeah, they're coming back with the Hemi. The Hemi was a good motor. They made a few mistakes with manifold bolts and things like that, but it was all easily fixed. But, yeah, they're coming back with that. And the mileage between the V6 and the V8 was the same, but that Hemi motor has got a nice sound to it. Even idling, it's got a nice blah, 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 blah sound to it. And that V6 sounds like a sewing machine.
Yeah, I was never a fan of that big push, but we all know that was being backed by the EPA and, you know, those Go Green crap that isn't anything real. And my wife's truck, we just did a cheap lease. It's the 2.7 Turbo Max, which is nothing wrong with it. I mean, it scoots. It's good gas mileage, but I would never own it. There's no way that motor's going to last. It's a four-banger and a full-size pickup truck. And I'm on my six or seven Silverado 1500, and I've gotten a 5.3 in every single one of them. And knock on wood, motor's been rock solid in all of them. Sounds good. I get 20 miles a gallon. I just don't understand this push for the smaller displacement turbocharged motors that get the same fuel economy because people think that, oh, well, it's a smaller motor, I'm going to get better gas mileage. No. The turbo's spinning. you're burning fuel just to make that power that you're not getting from a V8.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in physics. You know, I mean, the electric, it does a little bit of boost and things like that. I got all of that. That stuff I do believe in. But, you know, it's like you might get a point or two, but it's insignificant. You know, you're only going to get so much horsepower out of so many BTUs, and, you know, that's it. And I'm a big believer in that. Okay, yeah, we can cut down the aerodynamics. We can put more air in the tires. We can do all that other fun stuff. But at the end of the day, gasoline is still only 100 and some thousand BTUs per gallon. So, all right. So we're going to let you go. We're motorcycle class right here, too. Maybe I should attend that instead of the storm class. Oh, I'm not riding a motorcycle. I'll talk to you guys later. Cody, you have a good one. We'll talk soon. WFBD, got to get it right.
All right, guys. Thanks for the ride. Good talking to you. Everyone have a good day, and I'll catch you later. WAVD from NATBF. I'll be clear.
KCHMXG. Testing a hotspot wireless. Any response?
KCHMXG. This is NATCAF. You're working fine. Got you loud and clear.
I appreciate it. I may try again in a little while using my phone as the connection. Appreciate your response, KC8MXG, clear.
Excuse me. Copy that. NHCAF, they're monitoring.
NHBVF, KATMR.
Quit family, I'm only the radio in
the night. Hey, what's going on? Hey, I don't know if you're out and about, but you must have some kind of sting or something going on in 53. Motorcycles, everything. They're pulling people over left and right.
Yeah, I don't know if anything about the girls that are drunk up trying to go right now. I think so.
Oh, man, I don't know if that's you or me going in and out, but it was super choppy.
Me, I'm from 750 Trump, so that's why.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I just, we're doing some. Got some errands to run before another lacrosse game. Hopefully the weather clears up. But sitting here waiting for Amber to get out of the store, I figured I'd call out, see if you're around, and give you a heads up.
Also, I was on one lot. Is this better?
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
I always keep these things on one or low and forget. So,
go to the last one. You're covering it. It's cut out.
Yeah, I'm going in and out because I'm on the little rubber duck.
Oh, okay. I heard you that time. All right. Well, no big deal. I'll get a hold of you later on or whatever. Are you around today or are you gone?
I will be around. I'm going to play armor for playing this afternoon, but we'll be out and out.
All right. I'll try getting a hold of you later on then, see what's going on. So I will talk to you later. Drive safe. KTMR.
All right, man. Sounds good. And again, thanks for the heads up. We'll catch you later. NATBF.
W8COP testing on statewide 1.
NHXPQ, monitoring on statewide 1.
NHXPQ, good afternoon. Well, I guess it's still morning. W8COB.
Hi, good morning. I think it was November 8th, Charlie Oscar Bravo, I think it was. If I messed it up, I apologize. My name is Mike. I'm located in New Zealand. Back to you.
Well, hello, Mike. My name is Chris. Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra. Yeah, the call is Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa, W8COP. I'm up here in outside of Rose City, Michigan, which is, kind of due east of Houghton Lake.
Hey, good, Chris. Yes, sorry, I messed up your call, W8COP. Rose City, is that where those Rose City Motors commercials back in the day used to come from all the time? You just see those on TVs constantly. Is that place still around?
No, I think it's Hero City. It was a long time. I thought they told me it was actually around Flint. I could be wrong. Well, no, not Hero City. The biggest thing we've got here is the RV dealership. We got one here in Rose City, one over in Tawas. But we got a Chevy dealership, but got a different name to it.
Okay. Yeah, it just happened to trip my memory. I haven't seen one of those commercials in a long time. But anyway, me and the sister pretty good. There was a couple of missed packets here in your last transmission, but I caught probably 99% of it. So just happened to be here in the radio room and heard your call come across. I thought I'd say hello, and it's still morning yet, I guess, over here.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not surprised about it. Probably pretty close to 10 miles from the repeater. So, oh yeah, I see some pretty big packet loss there now. You know, well, that's pretty bad. Anyway, yeah, I used to hit the Mayo repeater just north of me 20 miles, but that machine's off the air, so we have to use Pinconi when we can.
Yeah, okay, well, you're in there for the most part. I'm using an older Motorola XPR 4550, and let's see, I'm going into the Fillmore site over in West Olive on the west side here. So I don't do a whole lot on the turbo stuff. I do monitor it when this radio's on, but I don't know. For whatever reason, I just don't get on as often as I probably should. I've got a repeater on Yaesu Wires X on the Fusion side here in Holland, and that's fairly active. But, you know, I don't get on that too much. I just don't talk on it much. There's a lot of guys that do, so I keep it there. But truthfully, I think this turbo stuff has a whole lot better audio quality than that used to Fusion. I really do. But I live my days in the P25 world for work, so I get my ears full of that too. Maybe that's why I don't get on and chat that much. Back to you.
Well, I'm running a Kinect System 800, and I try to maintain it to stay on the statewide system on the EC for the county here in Ogemaw. Like to have that capability and be able to communicate around the state as well as the EOC. And so I turn it on periodically like today and make sure it's still working. So, all right, Mike, I see I got some loss there, so I won't hold it. And it could be conditions today a little bit too, because normally I don't have any loss. But thanks for coming back to the call. Say that up on 3 and talk to you later. WACOP.
Okay, Chris. Pleasure meeting you. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you later on down the blog. W8COP from NHXPQ. We'll see you.
W8NGT. W8NGT testing.
KCKGL. Sound good to me. 5-9. Getting in. KFA-DTK testing. KFA-DTK testing.
W8NGT testing. Anybody out there? Anybody receiving? W8NGT. W8NGT, this is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. You are loud and clear.
November 8, Whiskey.
No problem. Glad to help out. 73s. NHWCB is clear.
We're looking for anything. Kilo Foster, A Delta 9 Kilo. Is there any system in these frequencies?
This is Whiskey Romeo 8 Whiskey, WREW on Talk Group 51, I think. Nothing heard, WREW clear.
WAFU.
Are you lost?
Not sure how well I'm making it. I'm way up here at Williams Lake Road, Dixie, Walton,
near Clarkston. Says I'm on Novi.
Yeah, you're negative 20 into it. So you're at the noise threshold, but you're in there.
Well, Sean, you're sounding pretty good over here in West Bloomfield.
Interesting thing is it grabbed Fenton at first, and then it settled in on Novi.
Well, that makes sense. Probably getting some signal from Fenton, but Novi is probably better where you're at anyways.
All right, just rolled to Detroit, so it doesn't know where it wants to be. Hang on, I got my stop anyhow. Oh, yeah, that's you.
Hey, it's getting into the network. It shouldn't matter. It's all that matters, so.
All right, so this. KDAWJ, so what's got you so far north all of a sudden today?
Yeah, you're hitting the repeater okay, coming in 5-9. This is 8-BZR. Okay, yeah, you're sounding good. You're making a trip. This is 8-BZR, 73s, and we're standing by.
KFAFIN, you visit 95.CZ. And use the proper talkers on EPMR repeaters, please. Thank you.
KFA-DTK. Kilo Foster A, Delta Tango Kilo, fully in any station on the surface.
K8RUH. K8RUH.
K8RUH. K8DIY. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Just over here testing out a new antenna, and thanks for coming back to me. Tried it on, I don't know if you heard me both times, I've tried it on two different repeaters, and it appears on the last heard page, I'm about equal, whether it's the Mount Clemens or Detroit repeater with my RSSI.
Well, all right. Your signal sounded fine, or about the same both times you called. I just had to get up out of my chair and across the room to grab the radio, so I didn't pick up your first call. But, I'd say that antenna's serving you well. I'm just on a portable going into a Brandmeister hotspot right now. No GMR repeaters in my neck of the woods here in northern Michigan. Name here is Gordon, K-8-D-I-Y.
Hey, Gordon, name here is Anthony. Whereabouts are you in northern Michigan?
Hello, Anthony. Good to make your acquaintance on the air here. I am located in Manistee, Michigan, about 2 hours north of Grand Rapids or an hour south of Traverse City, whichever way you want to look at it. K-8-R-U-H, K-8-D-I-Y. Did I lose you, Anthony?
I don't think so, maybe. Are you hearing me now?
Roger, solid copy on you now. I responded to your previous inquiry about the QTH being Manistee, and then did not hear a response after that. So I know the Brandmeister connection to Statewide 1 can be temperamental at some times.
Okay, it may have been on my end, I'm not sure. I was making comments that I'm moderately familiar with the area. I get over to the west side to fish as often as I can. I've fished over on the Manistee River a few times.
Oh, well, fantastic. The fishing, spring fish, definitely took a little bit of a hit with the flooding. I think the fish don't like it when all the silt gets kicked up in the river. But things have calmed down now. Water levels are back to normal, and I'm seeing a lot more fishing traffic on the river. I live only a couple hundred feet from it, right near a boat launch. So it's been business has been picking up again. So. Hopefully the fishermen will return and find the fish they're looking for.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy stuff about how much water moves through and how much the rivers have changed up there. I'm headed up to Grayling next weekend to trout fish, so we'll see. It's heard it was pretty wacky. So hopefully everything calms down and the fish get back to normal and everything settles in.
Yeah, absolutely. I know these rivers here in northern lower are definitely popular for fishing. The Manistee kind of sneaks its way up north of here through Kalkaska. I'm not sure if that's where the headwaters are or if it goes further north than that. Never actually seen the headwaters of the Manistee, just the outflow where it dumps into Lake Michigan, the part that I'm near. Hopefully when you make it to Grayling, the water is cooperative and the fish are biting.
Well, very cool. Thanks for coming back to me. I will let you get back to your whatever you're doing this evening, and I will be around back and forth in and out of the garage, so I'll catch up with you soon. It was nice talking to you. It's KE8RUH.
All right, Anthony. Yeah, nice chatting with you this afternoon. I'm sure I'll catch on down the log. KE8RUH, K8DIY 73. I'll be clear and monitoring.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo 10.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Tango Kilo.
Happy to see there's other people out here today. I was just trying to figure out which antenna is performing better. And according to the numbers on the online thing, the very obnoxiously large straight whip antenna is better.
Well, you're coming 5x9 loud and clear. It's also my first time transmitting DMR. I was trying to make a contact before, but it looked like no one was in the 4.6. So you are technically my first contact on DMR. Over.
Well, that's kind of cool. Your name, it looks like, appeared on my radio, which is a little bit surprising considering I think that database is over a month old at the very least on my radio, maybe longer. Either way, cool to hear that there's some other people on the DMR radios too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I have a friend who do everything for me. I'm still learning about DMR. Little complicated, but I'm still learning about it. So, yep, you're coming 5x9, man.
Typically, when the when it gets out of a signal isn't good, it usually ends up sounding a lot like a robot. There's missing things, and there's compression artifacts, and so on and so on.
All right, I'll check it out of that right now. So I'll be out for a minute. I will try to call back later. Let me see what is going on there.
So, crazy question. What kind of a radio do you currently have for DMR that you're using?
I have an Anitone. I don't remember exactly which model it is, but yeah, I'm using an Anitone.
Did you say an Anitone or an iBox Tone? Because apparently iBox Tone is a radio. Not that I can see much about it, and Anitone I know makes DMR radios.
Yeah, Anitone, Alpha November Yankee, Tango Oscar November Echo, Anitone.
So out of curiosity, since you're a Kilo Foxtrot 8, I think that means that you probably got your call sign relatively recently. So when did you get your call sign and... There was another important question I was going to ask. Oh, yeah, why'd you get into ham radio?
I will appreciate if you say it one more time. The volume was down, and I don't hear everything that you say.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I was curious as to how you managed to get, or why you managed to get into ham radio, and how recently you got your call sign.
Well, that was a couple years ago. I came to the U.S. around 2022. I was born in Cuba, like around 90 miles from Florida.
That's cool. Did you by any chance try any of the HF radio stuff yet?
I do. I have a Jaisu ST-891, but currently I'm living in the apartment.
As a technician, you can also interact with the 10-meter band, which was good for a while. I know I've made a few contacts into Cuba recently. So that's always a possibility.
Roger, I may also view, make my antenna. That's the priority right now is make the antenna.
In my bedroom, I have an antenna taped about, like, 2 inches, maybe 3 inches below the ceiling, and it's not in a straight line, but it is a 10-meter antenna, and that does get me out pretty far. I think people have heard me in Europe from what I've been able to see. I don't really understand exactly how or when or why, but that was on the 10-meter band. I think that's also partly because I was using the weak signal propagation recording, and so that's how I figured out that there was people hearing me all the way over there.
That's pretty cool. What kind of antenna is it?
It's just a generic dipole antenna. It's probably about like 2.5 meters in one direction and 2.5 meters in the other direction. It's wrapped across 3 of my walls right now. And the feed line goes down to my, what's it called? Zygu X610 maybe? 6100? I don't remember. It goes into my radio, and the radio goes into the computer.
Yeah, I just saw that antenna here on Google. Pretty cool, man. I will try that.
Yeah, that's basically just a dipole, and it's spread out across the top of the room, almost at the ceiling. So that one works. I think if I wanted to, I could probably do 20 meters, although it may have overlapped on the ends a little bit, but I don't think that should change the propagation signaling all that much. Either way, I'll figure that out when I actually get around to it, I guess.
You say you make that antenna by yourself, or you buy like eBay or something like that?
I have this BNC breakout thing that breaks it out to a red terminal and a black terminal. And on both sides of them, I have a 2.5 meter wire antenna, a wire for an antenna. So one of them goes in one direction, the other one goes in the opposite direction.
All right. I'm going to try one of those antennas and see what's going on, see what happens.
Okay, well, talk to you later. I'm going to head to bed about now.
All right. Thank you very much for the content, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
I forgot to throw my call sign out. This is Kilo Fox, Red 8 Echo Tango, Quebec, signing off.